Hi you guys, it's me. I'm here. Abena. So, Casmus. I went online and I looked through anchor.fm's. You can go to Anchor. If you don't have the app, you should download the app. It's in the App Store from the Apple App Store. You can get it. Or you can go online and go to anchor.fm. You know, the regular web address. It's www.http. Dots, I think. Those semicolons. /// anchor. anchor.fm. You know, then press enter. Or return, or whatever you do. You guys know how to do that. You can, yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, if you go onto their site, you can find podcasters, you can find shows, you can find different people doing different things, taking advantage of the free platform to get their voice heard out there in the world. I think that we all have a story. We all have something that we want to tell the world. Maybe not out loud. But I do believe that there are several people, many people out there in the world that want to tell other people things, or at least entertain them, or at least just be a part of the conversation, the world conversation. And Anchor is a platform where you can do that for free. Casmus. Hashtag Casmus. Hashtag CASTMAS. All caps if you want. If you want. If you like. When I went on to the platform and tried to find any podcast or podcasters that had tackled this pressing subject, this season that is at hand, I didn't find too many. And I'm not sure, for me, is it because Casmus is kind of awkward? Because the word, when you think of the word Casmus, it's a mashup kind of word. It's a made-up word. It kind of sounds like you have maybe a cast, like a cast on your arm, cast on your leg, and there's many of them, like mass. But then if you go the other way, like, and you think the other version, because it's the word is a podcast. That alone is a word that is difficult. It doesn't roll off my tongue, but I'm sure the inventor, or however the word came about, had reasons behind it. If you know, let me know. So, you can break the word into pod and cast. So maybe there are people, professionals, entertainers, storytellers, podcasters, influencers that may have used the hashtag Podmas? 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 Or maybe I'm approaching it from the word creation from a weird point of view where I'm thinking a play on words with Christmas. But not everybody celebrates Christmas. So maybe if I searched on the anchor.fm platform for a mashup of another holiday, I might find hashtag some other version of Casmus. I will attempt to do that at another time. Not right now. If you have done that already, share with our community, what did you find? It's Sunday. I just woke up. I slept in. It's 1:28 p.m. How's your Sunday going? Oh, thanks for asking. Mine is going great. As you can see, as you can hear, as you've heard, I'm off to a great start. I'm thinking I just have to get my not next win. I have to just get put one foot in front of the other. Just got to get the momentum going today. It's one of those days where maybe I shouldn't have sit up so late on Saturday. Maybe I should have, I don't know. But it's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving weekend. I'm talking to you, broadcasting to you from the holiday, the zone, the black hole of Black Friday, where everyone is celebrating, excited about the holiday, excited still, maybe not still, but because we're coming fast approaching the work week. The work week will start on Monday for me. Everyone has a different work week. We're fast approaching the end of the holiday of Thanksgiving. Personally, I believe that the holiday season starts October 30th and runs until January 2nd. For me, I know other people celebrate other things and have other lives other than me. That are other, there's other things that other people do. I'm aware. So October has one holiday, November has one holiday, December has one holiday, and January has one holiday, major holiday. When people complain in the world, people's opinion may be that all the holidays are coming together. We're going to be celebrating one long season eventually. Maybe we will. I have some ideas on what we should call that if anyone out there wants to know. The first one would be Hallowgiving Mass, or if that doesn't work, if that doesn't, do it for you. The other one would be Thanks. Wait. Thanks. Oh. Thanks, Owen. Must. Thanks, Aween. Thanks, Hello. Thanks, Oh. I think it's Thanks, Oh. Thanks, Aween Mus. Thanks, Giving Mus Eve. There you go. Thanks, Thanks, oh, Giving Mus Eve. Thanks for giving us. Something like that. Something like that. You know what I'm trying to say here. Maybe we need to, you know, it's the... Actually, I saw a commercial that said all... Their take on it was all a days. And I was like... It was right there for the taking this whole time. All days. It's all the holidays, right? There's some genius out, there's just geniuses out there. I mean, we want to solve real scientific problems, but there's people out there who are geniuses living among us. Working on all our wordplay problems. Thanks, McGivingmas. Halloween. Hollow givings. Eve. Well. That might not ever catch on, but I think as you know, I'm in the Midwest. I think as a area in the United States, I think we're headed there. We're headed to the point where we start shopping for Christmas in July. Wait, we already celebrate that. Well, there you go. It's a thing. We're going to just start shopping for Christmas in July. Start planning for Christmas. Getting stuck with, you know, distracted from Christmas shopping by Halloween, and then eating, and then headed for the big finale of Christmas, and then meeting Christmases not important friend of New Year's. I love New Year's. I feel like it is the forgotten holiday. It's my holiday. I don't send out Christmas cards. I send out New Year's cards because I love the beginning of a new year. Fresh slate, fresh ideas, fresh chance, new life, whatever. Bye, old year. Hello, new year. And on that... Bye, guys. Bye.